You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
What up, family? It's time to kick it with your favorite podcast, Woke-ish, your sophisticated source of ratchet entertainment. I am your girl, Lady T, and we got an awesome show ahead of us today. I hope y'all ready for it. Now we're going to go over here and see what Scooby got for us today.
What up, what up, what up, and welcome back to Woke-ish. What's up, squad?
What's up?
Thank you, because we just talked about this.
Okay.
We just talked about it in 10 seconds later.
We are so happy.
Well, welcome back to Studio One with your favorite podcast. I am your boy, Scooby Rose. To my left, welcome back. The princess is here, Tierra. TT, how was your week? We ain't seen you in 3 weeks, so how was your almost month?
It's been a long time.
I know, right? Ooh, yeah, it's been crazy. I'm finally done moving. I'm feeling a lot better. I was sick as I don't know what these past couple weeks.
Yeah, you've been kind of on the struggle bus.
On a super struggle bus.
We are happy to have you back. We shouted you out last week. Did you listen to the show?
I listened to part of it. I didn't get to listen to the whole thing.
You went.
I know, I'm sorry. No. Well, but it was good.
It's definitely good to have you back, and welcome back behind the mic, my cousin Dom Rush.
What up, though?
What's going on, family?
Nothing much, man. Happy to be back with y'all.
We are glad to have you back, man. How was your week?
My week was great. I survived. I made it through, so I can't complain.
Yeah, and shout out to that dope baby shower that you and the wife just had.
Oh, thank you. It was great, man. We got so much love from everybody. So much.
Baby rush on the way.
So many family and friends, yeah.
Yeah, it's always dope to be around family like that, man. I loved it. Lady T.
What's up?
Opening the show. Okay. The voice behind Woke-ish, finally. How was your week?
It was great. It really was.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So let's get into some spirit animals. We're still missing one more person. Real quick, before we get into spirit animals, we got to shout out Coach, who is behind the scenes right now, still working on our social media. Shout out to you, Coach. We have to shout out Dame, who won't be here. Major shout out to, and prayers and love sent out to his family over the loss of their great grandmother. We send you love and prayers as you guys lay her to rest today. We wish you were, you know, not here on other circumstances, but we send you love, brother, and can't wait to get you back into the studio. And we got a shout out Dom G, who won't be with us tonight. Our baby girl Maya is not feeling well.
Yeah.
So she had to stay back and take care of her. So we wish you well wishes as well, Maya, so you can get back into your dance competition. And we'll see you guys next week. But let's get back to the show. So let's get into spirit animals. Dom Rush, you know I'm gonna go right to you, bro.
Okay. And it could be a person, right?
It can be whatever you want it to be.
I'm going to say my spirit animal for this upcoming week. It's going to be Luke Skywalker.
Luke Skywalker. Okay.
I'm not even like a huge Star Wars fan, but I watch it. And I just watched Star Wars last night, episode 8, I think it was. Yeah.
Okay.
And just reminded me, like, he's a beast. Like, he's a beast. I'm a beast.
And you said he's your spirit animal for next week?
This week coming up.
Okay.
I'm taking on that mentality.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Preparing for the upcoming week. I like that, man. Tierra.
I'm sitting here trying to.
You can't be yourself again.
No, right?
You've been yourself like 8 shows.
That's so funny. This is true. That's a tough one though. I can't really think of a.
You want us to come back to you?
Yeah, come back to me. Because
we ain't got too many people
think,
wearing, so
we exactly.
Need
that we got all day. No,
it's hard.
Exactly.
All right, yeah, lady, you got a spirit animal? You ain't got one either.
I don't.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, I've got one.
What about you?
My spirit animal right now is all the Avengers, because I'm getting ready for Endgame. So that's where my mind has been. And yes, that movie will.
Wait,
I'm a fan.
This movie come out.
Yeah,
when is it coming out?
The 19th. It's the 19th, right?
I can't wait.
Randy, is the 19th?
If I see another stat.
26?
26th.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I can't wait. I'm so excited
Me
for this.
Either.
I didn't get heavy into the comic books, but I've been heavy into the movies.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They say 26th, but I have tickets for the 25th. I don't.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
The midnight Thursday. Thursday.
Oh, right, right.
No, they like ready, you can ready. Start seeing movies at like
Thursday.
7 p.m. the Thursday before. Even though they say it comes out on Friday, you can get tickets at 7 p.m. Thursday before, mm-hmm. so I don't even know why they don't.
Yeah, and I'm usually off Thursdays and Fridays now, so I will definitely be catching there early as I can because I'm not trying to be caught up in the crowd.
You better get on it now.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like,
yeah, and I've already been getting, like, I've been getting emails from Fandango about buying my tickets early, but I'm on the struggle bus. Lately, so I got some other stuff to take care of. But yeah, so my spirit animals for the week has been the Avengers. There's been a lot of crap going on. Like, I got some stuff to tell y'all, but we're going to talk about it. Lady T, you got a spirit animal? You still ain't got one?
Can't go TT.
All right, you just ain't got one.
That's so
Tierra, you got a spirit animal? We going to cancel you out too?
No, who am I? I'm like, I don't know.
It's okay. I can be your spirit animal. Just channel me in.
You are, because you just always on it. You know what? I'm aspiring.
Yo! I feel.
You be on it.
Can I jump on that bandwagon?
Can I give a speech? Yeah, I'm your spirit animal too.
Yes.
Man, listen, y'all both just got promoted. I'm trying to get on your level. No, but it's been a crazy past couple of weeks for me. I was not honest with y'all, and I got to be honest with y'all about something. So last week we talked about why I got kicked out of Dame's party. There was another reason why I left the party that I wasn't honest about. I got catfished, y'all.
Oh, no.
I got catfished.
Oh, man, you got to hear this.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So I started using dating apps, right? My homeboy put me up on Bumble. Have y'all heard of that?
No.
Yeah, so he put me up on Bumble and Plenty of Fish. And I recently tried Tinder. I met a young lady on Tinder.
Mm-hmm.
And we had talked, you know, during the break or whatever, because I had time to really socialize. So we talked during our little two-week break, and we were going to meet up at Dame's party. Well, when we got there, she looked nothing like what she told me, like. And I'm texting her, not even letting her know that I'm here yet. Just
you
like
ask for a picture. You
yeah,
guys
no,
be
listen,
like,
she had all kind of pictures on there, but
nah,
apparently
you're supposed to ask for the picture with her holding a fork with like three fingers up.
So ask for something. No, I didn't do that. I just figured
she got an iPhone, FaceTime.
No, I didn't have the time to FaceTime. She does have an iPhone, but I didn't have the time to FaceTime. My schedule has been so crazy. And she works at Chrysler. So
tell me what she looked like.
No.
I'm scared.
No, we're not going to go into all of that. But just know that when I walked in and I was texting her, and I confirmed it was her because I like intentionally called her phone and then hung up. And she picked the phone up. And I'm like, fuck, that's her. So I was just like, hey, Dame, I'm going to run outside with you real quick. And I went outside,
man.
And I did not come back. I didn't.
Have you spoken
she lied,
to her
lied.
Since?
She, I played an asshole move and just didn't say anything back. But she played the bigger asshole move by lying to me. So, yeah, you got a nomination
she
coming
told
up,
you
sister.
She looked like Janet Jackson.
Listen, her pictures.
Got out the car looking like Freddie Jackson.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. And I'm not going to do it. I ain't going to go there. I'm just going to say that young lady catfished me. And I got rid of all them damn apps. I'm good. I'm good.
You that's just so gotta funny. Do better.
Yeah, I'm gonna meet women better. The old fashioned yes. way on Facebook like everybody else.
Look, I'm thinking you're talking about a person. Someone on Facebook.
No, nope, I'm relying back on social media.
Wait, can I just say, Dame said, nigga, that was situational bullshit.
Okay, all right.
Hey, you're supposed to be relaxing. Go sit your ass down, Damien. I might ask you to chime in on that. All right. So, actually, Randy, you ready, sir? We're going to get into some nominations this week. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Sit Your Ass Down.
Hey.
Hold on, it's coming, Chip.
Oh, do I play it now?
Oh, yeah, you can play it now.
Let me see the same person mess up again. We're going to sit your ass.
Hey, wait a
minute. A little bit louder, Randy. I told y'all it was going to be hot. Y'all like that?
I have a twerking in the hold on. Wait a minute.
We got to get up.
All right,
a minute.
Thanks, Randy.
I like that.
Did y'all like that?
I like that.
I literally found that like as I was sitting in the studio waiting that's for everybody weird. To get here.
Oh, wow.
Yes,
see, that's
I like
what I'm talking
that.
About. That's why you my spirit animal. That's what I'm talking
hey,
about.
I'm going to try to stay on y'all's spirit animal, all right? I like that. Yeah. All right, so I'm going to kick us off with our Sit Your Ass Down nominations. And I'm going to dedicate not to who y'all think is going to. It ain't going to old girl to catfish me.
Okay.
It's not. It's going to my next door neighbor. Who doesn't think she really doesn't think that I know that her dog has been pooping in my yard and has been blaming it to our housing what do you call that association.
Mm-hmm.
She's been blaming my dog for it. She's been saying it was Drake. Because I've been getting letters, like courtesy letters, about cleaning up my yard. And I'm like, well, Drake uses the bathroom either in the backyard next to his little bucket that I keep it in. Shout out to you, Dime, because I started doing that because I see you did it with your dogs.
Easy move, smart move.
Yeah, absolutely. Or he'll go, you know, out on the streets when we're walking, and I'll clean that up. So I'm like, why am I getting all these letters? I finally had time to go into the housing office and find out what was going on. And so I hid my car on my off day. Yeah, I'm sneaky like that. I hid my car. And we stayed. Drake went to boarding for the day. I was very sneaky with this. And I stayed in the house. And I got up when I heard them open the door, and I saw her little rat ass dog run over into my yard. And he was literally like pooping in spots. Like, that shit seemed organized. I think it was an organized shit situation. Yeah, like he shitted in like four different spots. So and I opened the door. And I'm like, you know, you reported me that my dog is doing this, and it's your little funky ass dog that's doing it, and you not cleaning it up. Oh, it's just this one time I was gonna clean it up. I got the bags right here. Sit your ass down. Stop lying and clean up after that little funky ass dog before I let my dog eat it. Oh, shit. No. Damn. Dom Rush.
Sit your ass down. I would have to go back. I'm gonna take it back like a week ago or a week and a half now. 2 weeks. I don't know. Nipsey conspiracy people.
Oh, you already set them down. Oh, I thought you set them down already.
No, that was
another group of people.
Yeah, maybe somebody else. Yeah, but that's just still what was grinding my gears. Still, people didn't got quieter about it now. But to me, that was just ridiculous. So
yeah,
gotta give it to them.
You can give it to them again. And you know, I wish I could have changed mine up. Cause we'll talk about Nipsey though.
Oh.
Yeah, go ahead, Tier.
That's so funny. This is not my situation, but I'm surprised you ain't saying the. This new game that everybody's playing.
Oh my God. We're going to talk about it.
Hey, that's entertaining.
We're going to talk about it. That's on the list.
Except for the people just making up stuff and messaging and
shit. That's on the list.
But wait. But wait.
Yes.
That was going to be my sit your ass down. I swear.
Y'all don't like that?
Go ahead.
People taking it too far.
Some people making
it's
up
so
stuff.
So entertaining. Too.
So real quick, let's welcome back behind the mic our brother, hey. Mr. Make It Safe, Corey.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
I don't think your mic is on.
There we go. No,
Are you in the wrong mic? That's your mic right there.
Can y'all hear me now?
There we go.
Oh, there we go. There we go. Today was another great, awesome day.
I can't hear anybody. Now.
I'm here just to sense.
Who moved the microphones? Vibe. Seriously.
Not us.
That's three, and it's
question?
In the two spot. No, somebody moved the microphones on me.
Oh, man. Scooby trying to sabotage us.
I know, right?
What?
He came here early to mess up exactly. The mics.
All right, so you want to give your sit your ass down nomination to the creators of the Profoundly shit?
Yes.
Or anybody that's playing? Go ahead.
Why are they bringing this 2005 Honesty box back? Like, I thought...
Oh, they got the
it's
honesty
a whole new
box
generation.
Back.
They brought the honesty box. They call it profoundly.
It's called
but
profoundly.
But apparently, somebody shared like a you know the past something, and I think it was like last year or 2 years ago around this time. It was another one. It wasn't the honesty box. It was another something.
Really?
Similar.
So but it didn't take off like that.
Like spring. This is the. I don't know if they just bring.
I don't
it in.
Remember. It. I don't remember. It coming back.
The only thing I remember is the original honesty box. That's the only thing
like
I remember.
2015.
Really? Mm-hmm. I don't remember that at all.
I don't even know what the
honesty box is.
What?
I never heard of the honesty box.
You'll find out today, but you really don't want
it. Ignorance is bliss. No.
Yeah, I don't know if you've paid attention to what's been going on Facebook in the past few days with
sure
the Profoundly app or whatever. And it allows people to anonymously say things or ask you questions.
I ain't never got
weird.
None of
yeah.
Well, you have to actually post it for somebody to actually do that.
That's not true though. I haven't done anything with that bullshit, and I got three requests to answer. Like people sent me legit questions.
Really?
How does it yeah. come? Is it like
I thought
a,
you had to. Post
it comes via messenger. Like I guess it sets it up for everybody to do it, but you have to like
nobody like me. Then I'm surprised.
I don't want nobody.
I don't want to be like. Leave me the fuck alone.
News.
If you ain't brave
like,
enough, this is so we just gonna get right into it. Do you have a sit your ass down nomination, Corey?
No, I'm gonna just. Sit
I didn't think you
down.
Did.
I'm gonna sit my
I
ass down.
Why you gonna sit your ass down?
Cause man, what's the, see? There we go again.
You ain't hip.
This the scholarship shit that I was talking about. Well, I don't know what the hell to sit your ass down is pertaining to.
Oh, but, okay. Let me give mine. Go ahead, Tier.
I'm gonna give mine to the guy that was supposed to help me move last week, and he texted me 2 days later at 11:55 p.m. talking about, oh, my bad. Did you end up moving your stuff? Oh.
Why you ain't called a squad? I don't even want to. I'm changing my nomination.
Because
I text her. I said, yo, I know you going through some stuff, but let me know if you need
anything.
And
Dame said it too.
How slick was he, though? Did he, like, play you on helping you move and then ask to come through?
Oh, no. This is like a family.
Oh, okay.
No, right. It ain't nothing like that. But I see where you going.
Hey, yo, you know, I know I couldn't help you exactly. move, but you know, what you doing
what tonight? You doing? What you doing? What you doing? Right.
Netflix and chill.
Right.
Get the bed
trying
up
to hit the scene real quick.
Go.
All right. So, well, I had some other stuff lined up, but let's get right into this damn bullshit with this profoundly stuff. So, yeah, like we said, Facebook has brought this honesty box shit back. So all the tough talkers that want to ask all these perverted ass, don't make no sense ass questions and tough talk and just cause all this, like, it's crazy ass shit. I don't understand why this is blowing up on Facebook all over.
It's entertaining.
I don't think it's entertaining because nine times out of ten, it's probably your homegirl or your homeboy in your inbox saying all this crazy shit.
It's funny.
Yeah.
I just think
it's a waste of time.
Or as I witnessed it to happen is somebody who's stalking you and want to put your business out there because they mad about whatever.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Can only your friends write it?
I don't know. Is your page open? I don't know because I don't keep my pages locked.
Yeah, mine is
like
cool.
Tight. You can't
I
see nothing but my
profile
pictures.
If your page is open, it's free for anyone to ask you questions, but if it's not, it's only available to your friends on your friends
list.
Okay.
That's creepy.
You have, because from the girl that I know had something happen with her, she is friends with someone, but the girl that was asking her questions was going on to that friend's page and was asking her stuff.
From that bullshit.
This is just another way to stir up some drama on Facebook.
Those people need to sit their ass down. Like, sit your ass,
like, come
scary
on.
Ass.
There is so much more you could have did.
Yeah, people who are afraid to say what they want to say to you directly, they doing it anonymously. And that's what I don't like, because I'm an upfront person.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, somebody slid and somebody tried to get me to answer. They said, you watched me grow up and now I want you in my bed. Like, what kind of creep shit is that?
Okay.
What?
All
right. And what's even more weird about this shit? Like, I used to be a program director at a summer camp, and a lot of my campers grew up and became like counselors, and I'm cool with them on social media. So it's like, bro, I hope this ain't one of my damn campers.
I can't believe it.
Is this one of my kids? I don't even want to think about it.
Hopefully it was just somebody on some bullshit. But either way, like, take this from me now. Stop sending me that shit because I'm not going to respond to it. It's just dumb. All right. So let's get into situational bullshit. Y'all ready for
this?
We
got a theme song?
Let's go.
Nah, I couldn't find one.
Let's go. Let's go.
we're gonna hit the studio after that. After this. Get something going. All right.
Let me back.
Put TT on the front line on that one.
I want to hold off on situational bullshit because this one is kind of heavy.
Okay.
Like, it's heavy, heavy. So we're going to put that down for a minute and we're going to actually get into with it or quit it.
Okay.
All right. So with it or quit it, Lady T, let's kick us off with sugar on grits.
I don't eat grits, so I ain't with it.
I need you to take your headphones off and get out of my studio.
We're going to have to kick her out of the culture.
You don't eat grits?
I don't. They nasty.
Have you ever had grits?
Yes, I have.
So you never had them with the right stuff?
I don't care. It's disgusting.
Ooh.
I don't even like, I don't like the texture. Like, I feel like I'm eating sand or something.
Really?
Like,
I mean, I guess it is kind of grainy.
Yeah.
I don't like it. You ain't got enough water in it. I'll wait my turn.
I don't like it, so I'm quitting that shit.
Okay. Corey, with it or quit it? Sugar on grits.
I'm with it, but I use agave, which is a different type of sugar, but it is so good.
That's tequila.
Look, he's about to stop.
It's called what now?
Agave. A-G-A-V-E. And it's like a sweetener. I use it for my coffee, my rice, my grits, and it's better than that white sugar. So I'm going to quit the sugar.
It's natural.
But yeah, it's natural.
It's what tequila is made of.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I just thought tequila was made out of goodness. Okay.
Did you?
Wow. You don't like tequila?
I do, but
it might actually be worse for you than regular sugar because it's higher in fructose.
Stop it. Because I've heard fructose
is metabolized by your liver and not broken down by your pancreas. Mm-hmm. So it might be worse for you.
That's crazy.
Look at that.
I like tequila.
Some people say it's even better than honey, though. That's so weird. Interesting. You learn something new.
It's natural, but so is cyanide.
We just got to stop. We just got to stop eating.
Doesn't mean it's good just because it's all natural.
Dom, sugar on grits.
I'm quitting. I love grits, though. But grits, just salt and butter. I like my grits thick.
Absolutely.
Salt,
yes.
Butter, and gut.
Yes. No, tear.
Can you tell, like... quit all that sugar on any grain. Quit it. No sugar. Yeah. No, I don't want to know my spaghetti.
Hey, you know what's right? Yes, my nieces, no, my oldest two nieces and my oldest nephew. No. They put sugar in spaghetti, sugar on rice, sugar in the grits. Wow.
That's nasty.
It's, and I don't know where they got that from. That is disgusting. I don't want no sweet spaghetti.
Okay.
All right. Oh my goodness. Win it or quit it. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Shipped through Meijer.
Mm-hmm. I am.
What are the? Oh, I'm against the sugar on grits. In case ain't nobody caught it, so quit that shit. Lady T, Shipped.
I'm with it.
I hate that shit. I don't like shopping at Meijer.
I actually used to do it.
You got money, huh?
No,
I got shopping at Kroger.
Let me just say this:
Kroger got something too.
I will say this because I actually worked for Shipped, and I still do. I just don't do it now.
Okay.
I get my shit free anyway, so it don't matter.
Hey.
All right. No, I'm just sending my groceries to your house.
Okay.
I just come pick them up. Okay. Corey, Shipped. With it or quit it?
I'm with it. Anything that can help create an opportunity for someone else to make some money, mm-hmm. I'm with it. So if you want to be lazy and want your food bringing to you, I'm going to bring it to you.
Okay. Right. Dom Rush, with it or quit it?
I'm Shipped. With it. I was a Shipped user.
Really? Oh, yeah. You know what? That's why I tried it, because you and Sid had did it.
Yeah, man. It makes life a lot easier. That saves you like 2 hours, an hour and a half, 2 hours a week.
Yep. Absolutely.
I just, maybe.
Especially Randy, when you have a busy life.
I want to chime in on this one, too. I signed up for the trial, and I didn't use it at all because I looked at the prices and everything that they sell. In addition to paying for the membership fee of just using all the items are priced higher than if you go to the store to pick it up yourself.
Oh, definitely. It's the convenience.
It's the convenience. Yeah.
I could see that, you know, for the fee, paying the fee, but then also paying extra for everything else on top of the fee.
See, I didn't know that they increased the prices.
All of them.
I thought it was just regular store
prices. Instacart.
What about that program that Kroger offer? What is it? Store side pickup or something?
I cannot.
Kroger
ship
or click
click list or something. Yeah.
You pick yours up yourself.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, like, but they're not inflating the prices, right?
I don't know. I've never used it.
I've never tried it either, but I do want
to
try it.
But any of those delivery services are going to increase the price because they have to. They have to in order to make money.
Well, I mean, it makes sense.
I agree with you. Like, it should be like one flat fee, not on top of everything. Like, not on top of each item. You shouldn't be charging for every item that I pick. It should be like $5 or $10, whatever.
Yeah, I can see like a base fee. Maybe a $10-$15 base fee, depending on how much you spend.
It's like you pay like $99 a year for the membership. And then basically with the store, you're paying whatever, like, you know how there's always like the little sale price and then there's the actual price behind that. You're always paying the actual price.
Oh, that's
like
you never
get even sometimes more than that. Like I was looked at a 12-pack of Diet Coke and, you know, normal price is usually $4.99, $5.29. They were charging $6.29 or more for that. So
yeah, I'll just start my car and go get it.
Not sale prices, but actual marketing too.
Can you use a bridge card on there?
No, you cannot.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I think it's all got to be done by like a debit or credit card.
I don't think nobody would have a bridge card.
Yeah, they don't have it set up to where
But why not? Why not make it convenient for everybody? You going to hate on the people with the EBT hook?
No, not hate on them. That's the whole nother story. If you got it, then you shouldn't be wasting $99.
I'm just saying, if you going to open a program for the culture, for the people, why not make it for everybody?
I don't think it's for the culture.
This is definitely not for the culture. Because they accept it. I'm just saying, like, that's why I said for the people. That's why I switched it up to for the people. But all right, let's move on. Fuzzball Chillers?
What?
Y'all remember them?
Don't know what that is.
Y'all don't remember those little alcohol balls that everybody was drinking?
I didn't know that's what they were called.
They'd be on the counter by the register at the liquor store.
Exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, y'all don't remember them?
Yes, I remember them.
I never had one, but I seen the effects of them on somebody, so I was like, no. Nah,
is it like a Four Loco?
I heard it's worse than Four Loco.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Well, then I'm putting that shit.
They were like $3.
That's like crack. Yeah. That's all.
So
I wanted it.
We just going to quit that across the board.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Mariah Carey, with it or quit it?
Oh, man.
I go first, quit.
I was going
to. Why you want to quit Mariah?
I've always felt like Mariah Carey is overrated. She got a nice. Was that New Year's Eve 2 years ago when she bombed it?
Yes,
on New
it
Year's
was
Eve,
horrible.
That was hilarious. And Yeah, so I feel like she ain't worth what the, she ain't, I mean, not she's not worth, but I feel like she overhyped.
See, here's why I'm not going to quit her, but here's why I'm kind of standing next to her right now. So, Tierra, I just sent you something the other day about Shawnee LaDon.
Mm-hmm. She is
a motivational speaker. Mm-hmm. She remixes all kinds of songs and puts a positive. She did a video with her that I caught on YouTube yesterday, and it was fly. Shout out to Mariah. I read that her people ran across some of Shawnee's information, and they love what she did.
And she's from the D.
From Detroit. She's from Detroit.
I was gonna quit her, but. Okay.
I said I'm standing next to her.
I'm with you on that one because at first I was like, Mariah had a good run. Her voice ain't what it used to be.
Not at all.
But homegirl putting people from the D on, like that, I can't quit her. I can't.
Yeah. Okay. I ain't know that. I don't know who that is.
You gotta check her out.
You gotta check her out.
Yeah, she's dope.
As shit.
And you know, it would be even doper if we can get her on the show.
I'm gonna try.
But yeah, she's really dope. So everybody still with Mariah Carey?
Oh, I'm with her. Okay. She dated Nick Cannon.
That's not an accomplishment.
I mean,
but Nick
showed me
his thing,
anybody
okay?
out of chance.
Yeah. Oh, okay,
no.
Oh, okay, yeah.
No, Mariah, she cool. She cool.
All right, so last one. I actually have a couple, but we're running out of time and we got to get into some serious stuff. So let's go with Facebook calling.
Quit
that
it.
That Facebook calling stuff?
Quit it.
Yeah, I think everybody gonna quit that.
It's so creepy.
I'm in between. I don't like it for the fact that people that I may not necessarily want to call me can, but there are some that may not necessarily have my number right now for whatever reason, and they're able to contact me. So I guess I'm still going to hold on to it.
Okay.
Just for that reason. Only for certain people. You know how sometimes you lose touch with
if
people.
You can get on Facebook. You can pick up the phone and dial my number.
Message me. I mean, that's true, but you know.
I think it should be a way where we can approve whether or not we get the call versus them just being able to pick up the, you know, going on Facebook.
I don't like people calling my phone regularly. I don't even really like talking on the phone.
I mean, but technically, though, you can either approve or decline it, though.
Well, yeah, but still, like, I don't want to be, you know, just trolling Facebook and then next thing y'all know, my phone ringing on Facebook and it's like such and such. Loving her kids, Johnson is calling. It's like, why? Why?
Yeah.
I mean, you know. All right. So let me ask you guys a question. This show was supposed to be dedicated to parenting, but I do want to pose a couple of questions in regards to it while I got everybody here in the studio. Why is my mama calling me? I'll call her back. All right. So think about how you were raised. And this is, I think I'm the only non-parent in the squad right now. You got kids? You got kids?
That's crazy.
No, that's my godson. A lot of people.
I got
actually.
Okay.
You got two kids. You got one on the way.
And one and a half.
All right. So think about how you were raised. Do you apply the same parenting skills that your parents brought you up with your children? Let's kick it off with Corey.
Hell no. Mm-mm. Not even a little bit. I try to change it up 180 degrees. I try to use it as a learning experience. Not saying that my parents was anything wrong or anything like that. I just want them to get a double dose. I want them to learn from their own perspective. So I kind of help to use our experiences to create them better situations so that they can make their own decisions. I like independence. So
absolutely,
I feel that's our job to be able to, you know, help them to gain their independence early.
Word. Lady T.
I definitely agree with what Corey said. However, I find myself, I do find myself doing some of the same things that my mother did. However, my mother was not your typical old school parent. Like, she was never one of those parents that said, you know, you kids are to be seen and not heard and things like that. My mother actually listened to me. She allowed me to make mistakes. She allowed me to make decisions on my own. She would tell me what she thought about them, but she allowed me to do what I needed to do in order to learn certain things. And so I really admire the way that my mother brought me up. So I do tend to follow some of the things that she does. Now, there are other people in my family that I did not agree with how they handle certain things. So I try to make sure that I don't repeat those habits. But for the most part, my mom, she was great.
Okay.
So
Dom Rush. I'm sorry, I didn't realize you were
drinking. No, I'm good. Yeah, actually, when I think about it, my parenting style is my dad all over again. That's how I treat my son. My dad was more of a, like, I'm going to let him fall and bump his head as long as he's not jumping off a cliff.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, let him learn the hard way.
Or yeah, I remember see if him telling us that decision. Growing up, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm the same way with it. That's something me and my wife, we totally different when it comes to that. But I feel like I turned out all right. Mm. My dad didn't let me die. He let me bump my head, or, you know.
Arrested. All right. Sierra.
That is so funny. I'm different. I'm pretty sure I'm the same in certain ways. I just haven't realized it yet. But I was Corey. You were just saying how you want to incorporate independence. It's funny because today I was talking to my grandma. We were at my grandma's house and we were talking about diets, and I was telling her I don't eat meat, and she's like, do you do that with her? And I'm like, well, no. I'm like, well, for one, she's already picky about what she eats. So I kind of want her to eat whatever she will eat. I'm like, just eat, eat something, mm-hmm. get something. And I'm like, and then on top of that, I want her to be able to make that decision on her own, because she's like, well, why did you do it anyway? And I'm like, well, you know, I'm just trying, I'm experimenting. I'm just trying to see if it's better, or if it does anything better or whatever. And I'm like, so that's why I want her to be able to make that decision on her own. Because just like we were talking about earlier, you learn some about the agave. It's just different right. things that you learn about foods, and mm-hmm. it's good and bad with everything. So I'm like, I want her to make that decision on her own. I want her to do her research and have her own reason.
Decide if that's something she actually what she wants to do. Right.
And then also, mm-hmm. though, mm-hmm. She's a little, I'm a little more cool. I let her do her own thing. We joke around with each other, mm-hmm. and that bites me in the butt sometimes. Me and her will call each other names. We're joking, calling each other names. And the other day, my mom called her and she's like, "What, little ugly?" Or "Hey, little." And I was just like, it's just stuff like that. I'm like, ooh, I shouldn't play with you
too. I just want to ask a question, just curiosity. So you said, you want to let her make the decision of being whether she wants to, you know, eat meat or not.
Mm-hmm.
Are there things that you as a parent will force on her, whether it's religion or for me, my kids have to be Michigan football fans. They don't have a choice.
Absolutely. But I second that.
But with all seriousness, is there because there's some parents that will let their kids choose their own religion or stuff like that.
That's all on her. Okay. Especially just from me, I don't practice any religion. I believe in God, but I don't go to church.
I was just saying that
for
as
me
an
to
example.
Do. No, but yeah, okay, but I'm just yeah. saying, it's a lot of things that I'm still learning on my own, or I'm still doing. So I can't force her, or just because it's an idea or something that I believe in, I can't say. I just don't believe that you should shove stuff down people's throats.
Gotcha.
Everybody has their own whatever.
Let's keep that going across the board. Lady T, you want to chime in?
I'm going to be honest. I can't say that. I mean, as a parent, you tend to whatever it is that you're doing, your kid's tagging along. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of hard for me to say that I would just allow my kids to just tell me, no, I'm not doing that. You know, now they're 3 and 5. So it's, you know, I can't really say. Maybe as they get older, that may change. But right now, wherever I'm going, they going.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, unless it's I listen to my kids and I pay attention to their attitudes or the way that they react to certain things. So if I notice something that I'm like, well, why don't she want to go here? You know, I talk to my kids, mm-hmm. and I ask them questions, and I'm like, well, why don't you want to do this? Or what is it about this that you don't like? Or why does that make you upset? I try to listen to them to kind of get a feel of what it is. If it's something that I just don't want to go, I'm like, girl, whatever, get in this car.
And that's teaching them how to communicate.
Yeah, but, you know, I try to listen to them and understand what the problem may be. But mm-hmm. I can't necessarily say that I'm just going to be like, oh, you don't want to do that? Okay, you can stay home, yeah. or you're not going, you know. But mm-hmm. as they get older, I can probably, I could probably answer that a little bit better, mm-hmm. but okay. they're so young right now that it's kind of hard for me to say.
So for me, I don't have any kids of my own, but I got a lot of god kids, and I take that role serious. And I always let, you know, my people know before they give me that title, like, hey, you entrusted me with your child's life in the event that I need to take over as their guardian. So I'm taking this for real. So I spend time with my god kids, my nephews, my nieces. You know, they're my family. Mm-hmm. So for me, you know, a lot of the little stuff that, you know, I go off of how I was raised. You know, my parents didn't let me eat after a certain time. And I know, like, especially my nephew, my godson, Terrell, shout out to Larisha. Terrell, he's a trip. He's a smart little boy. I can't wait to get him in the studio. But his mom will let him do little certain little things, and I'm like, nope. And Dom, you met Terrell. Remember when we helped your boy move that time? He was asking you all those questions.
Yeah. Definitely.
So I mean, I don't let them do the little extra stuff they get to do, because it's like, bro, you're not about to eat this candy right now. Because if you throw up in the middle of the night, I got to take you to the hospital. So no.
I got a question for you. So you couldn't eat after a certain time.
I don't want to talk to you.
Because I feel like
I feel like we're not going to do this.
I just remember being at a certain person's house, my cousin, Dom, spending the night over.
Think about what you about to say. Go ahead. I'm so, open and honest. Go ahead. It's not true. It's not true.
So this guy was stashed. I won't even go all the way. But this guy was stashed like the family size bag of chips under his bed. And just pull them out in the middle of the night. And his mama would be like, where the chips at in the, you know, in the kitchen? And everybody, he like, I don't know. They stashed under his bed. So he just, he's eating them all.
Out of
here. I'm going to leave it at that, though.
Look, right? Oh, you know what?
Is it true?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I do want to say one thing.
Yes.
Just from, he's not my biological son, but he's my son nonetheless. And I love him just the same. But,
come on, me. I'm sorry, that was random. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
What? No. My stepson, he's 20.
Okay.
I will say that when it came to him, once he got to a certain age and he was able to articulate himself well and let us know why he didn't want to do things or whatever the case was, we actually did allow him to kind of make decisions for himself.
Okay.
And religion is one of them, or going to church or whatever you want to call it. That was one of them. He expressed to us, you know, why he didn't want to go to this certain place. And we listened to him and allowed him to stop going because he had valid points. And it's like, I'm not going to make you do something that you really don't want to do. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, yeah, I guess I can kind of chime in on that a little bit. So
let's think about punishments. Discipline. It's a key point in raising a child. So think about the worst thing that you ever got punished for and put your child in that situation. Would you handle it the same way that your parent did? Y'all need a second on that one?
Yeah, no, I don't.
Tierra, go ahead.
I don't. No, I would. I would handle it.
You want to share with us what it was?
Yeah, what was it? You got to tell
me. She like, no. Was it that
bad? Looking at me different. Like, no, it wasn't. I don't know.
Judgment-free zone.
Yeah, judgment-free zone.
Come on, stuck somebody in the house.
Ooh.
And then
you have a daughter.
I know. And I would have that kind of thing. I feel like I don't have no choice but to handle it the same way. It was weird. Like, first of all, my mom doesn't believe in whooping. She did punish, like, I would be on punishment, but she doesn't believe in, like, whooping, so I've never got a whooping. But it was weird because she didn't say anything. Like, she walked in, seen this, and I was like, oh, fuck, like, this is it. I'm downstairs in the basement. I'm high, like, oh, my gosh, you about to be my...
You
like,
hear?
I'm going to take, like, this is going to take her over. Like, she just going to give up every belief she ever had, and this is it. Like, I thought I was getting my ass.
Where did you hide it?
In the basement.
Y'all ran down in the basement?
No,
shouldn't he have hit?
I'm screaming, no, and it was so funny. So we have a den in the back, like, where our... Oh my God, we had a den, and it's like a entryway, of course, in a den, and a back, like, it leads to the backyard. And he was getting ready to climb back out of my window. I'm like, well, she's already seen you now. Like, just go through the fucking back door. Like, what are you doing? He left, though. I went downstairs. I'm hiding, like, oh my God, I'm on the phone with him. Why would I call him? I don't know.
Why would you hide though?
That's
you
know what I'm wondering. I thought she was gonna be like, fuck this. I know I said this, but no, I thought she was gonna beat me. She didn't, but she like, it was weird. It was like one of them things you don't know what's gonna happen. Like she didn't say nothing for a while. So I was just kind of like, ooh.
All right. So real quick, we're gonna have to abruptly end this because I want to make sure we get to the situational bullshit because I said this one was kind of heavy. And it kind of ties into parenting. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So we got, oh yeah, we got 10 minutes left. Okay. So let's get into situational bullshit real quick, y'all. So you're a parent of twin teenage boys. Both, I'm sorry, did I change that? I did change that. I'm sorry. You're a parent to twin 11-year-old boys, and they go away during the school year for a 2-week overnight trip. When they come back, one of your boys comes to you very nervous and says he needs to tell you something. You both sit down, and he tells you that one night during the trip, another young man kissed him, and he thinks he may have liked it. Corey, what you doing? I know it's heavy. Like, I know it's heavy.
Right.
You always call on me first.
You ain't learned yet.
The first thing came to mind was get a new son. But
oh! throw the whole son away.
That was the first thing that came to my mind.
Throw him in the trash.
Throw the whole son away. But
Empire.
I know that
Empire.
That's not what you're supposed to say when you're in public and
oh,
all of that
no,
stuff.
Oh, no, right. You got to be politically correct.
I have no idea what I'd say in that situation. Mm-hmm. I mean, I definitely have the conversation with him. That's deep.
It is. But you know what sparked this? I was reading a post the other day on Facebook, and it says something about an 11-year-old boy coming out to his parents and associating himself with being homosexual. And I mean, let's be honest. This is something that is open communication across the board nowadays. It is the new normal for us. Mm-hmm. And it's a conversation that you have to have with kids at a young age. My parents always had conversations with me, not to the extent that you would with an adult, but they always made sure that I had an understanding of something serious that was affecting our communities, affecting our culture. So, Corey, were you now?
Yeah.
Just a serious conversation.
Yeah, just a conversation. I know that if the situation arises, I'd be able to. Well, the first thing I would want to know was what was going on. I'm not even about to get the
just,
line.
Just stick with his first answer.
I got you. I got you. Lady T.
Now, his dad would be, he would probably wouldn't take it well. But me, on the other hand, I'm not going to lie. I would be like really caught off guard and a little disappointed. Mm-hmm. But I would definitely still be there for him. You know, I mean, I always encourage my kids to be able to come and talk to me about anything. Mm-hmm. That would be something that I would constantly enforce and let him know that I am still here no matter what, because that's my child.
Right.
I don't care what they do. I'm still going to love them the same.
Right.
I may not like it, but hey, I'm not going to like, even without that, I'm not going to like a lot of things that they do. Mm-hmm. But that's life.
Yeah,
so,
that's real.
I mean, hey.
Mr. Rush.
So what I would first, I'm going to tell him, no, you did not like it. You don't know if you like it. I would probably, no, all seriousness, I'd probably be like, maybe you like the fact of a kiss, but you don't like it because it was from a boy or whatever. And just let him know that. And his brother would be in trouble. Like, the twin brother would be in trouble. Because where were you at? Why is you letting this boy kiss your brother?
Oh, God.
Not beating him up.
See, this is what I love about you answering the situational bullshit questions, because you pick up on the small details that I lock in there.
Like you got a whole
brother there that just let you sneak off
and do whatever you were doing.
That
means nothing, though.
That means everything in my household, because my parents taught me when you go somewhere with your siblings, you keep your ass with your siblings at all times. There is no reason for y'all to separate once you go to the bathroom.
But the reality is that it happens.
It does happen.
They're only 11, though.
What that mean?
They should be splitting up.
At 11 o'clock. I didn't give a time frame for when it happened, but listen, I sent y'all somewhere together. Y'all was supposed to be together, and it ain't no reason you shouldn't have had eyes on your brother. But go ahead, Tierra.
I agree with Tanisha. Like, I might not like it, but I'm always going to, like, you're my kid, so I can't not support you or not be there for you. I'm not, because you're going to have a bunch of people that are going to judge you and make you feel a certain way. And I always want you to feel like secure with me or safe with me at being your parent. So
I got to go back to what Dom said. At 11 years old, you're fine tuning your understanding of things in life.
Oh, well, let me interject, though. I do believe people are born gay. I just want to put that out there.
Okay.
But he didn't feel like he was gay until the boy kissed him.
It don't matter how.
And he just said,
no, you don't know that.
Out of him.
You don't know that.
So I think it all starts with, I think it all starts with a conversation. It all starts with a conversation. And again, my personal opinion, at 11 years old, I don't think you fully understand what it is that you're doing. We're going to have a conversation about it. Of course, I'm going to explain to you my beliefs because I'm raising you up. You're my child. And I want you to follow the guidelines that I'm outlining for your life. But if you take that avenue, I'm not going to love you no different. You're going to always have my full support in whatever it is that you decide to do. I may not like it. I might even be disgusted with the shit, but you would never know that. You would never know my deep feelings behind it because I'm going to support you. If that's something that later on in life, not at 11 years old, I'm putting my foot up in your neck if you out here doing anything with anybody, period. But, you know, later on in life, that's a whole nother conversation. But I think it definitely
parents
starts with a conversation. Mm-hmm.
Parents huh? know. You
do. Just like parents strangers know or family
parents
members know.
Their kids.
I think,
so. You know.
I think back to like
you know
some people
kid.
In elementary you know. When they were like, parents you could be know. Like, even like people in elementary would joke about it, be like, oh, he's gay. And then you look back now and like, they
turn
are.
Out to be exactly yes. what you no. thought. Yes. Right.
So this is most definitely going to be a 2-part episode. And Dom, if we can get you back next week. If at all possible to continue.
You just got
to
check my calendar.
Yeah, if we can get you back next week, we definitely going to roll a little bit deeper into this, but we do have a few more things that we got to cover, family. We got to do Word of the Week.
Hey.
I told Dame I was going to hold it down.
I feel like you're going to be on
so
the bullshit.
Not after what you just said.
Shout out to Dame, man.
I know.
All right. So real quick, and then we're going to do Word of the Week, and then we're going to do our sponsorship shout-out. Got a shout-out to the people that pay us. And then we'll do some closing stuff real quick. All right. So this week's Word of the Week, and I went easy on y'all because I hate all that shit Damien be bringing to the table. So this is my segment right now. I love him like a brother, but this is my segment right now. All right. So this week's Word of the Week is system, a set of things working together as parts of a mechanism or a interconnecting network. System. I will now use it in a sentence. So I was hanging out with this new girl that I met on Bumble, right? So we at the mall, and I see this other group of girls, and I done dated all of them, and they look over, and they like, hey, school. But she like, who's that? I'm like, oh, that's my system. My system. Get it? My system.
Get out of here.
System.
I am done.
That's my system. Come on.
Hey,
I stayed up all night on that.
Oh, no.
Y'all are whack. Dom, system.
Don't disturb this groove. System. That's too young to know about that, huh? You should know that.
That just flew right over me. Is that Parliament?
No, it's the system is the name of the group. I guarantee y'all would know this song if y'all heard it.
Oh, yeah, that's
I'm going to pull it up while y'all going.
Okay. Yeah. Corey, system.
You know what? I was talking to my homie, and I was telling him that his girl, she ain't look right. But then when I talked to him, I was like, sis, Tim don't really like me.
Hey, how dare you take over my damn joke?
Now, that was good. See, that
Tim
was good.
Didn't really like her like
that. That was good, Lady T.
I ain't got nothing clever know, like y'all.
What?
Tear.
But system. I like this little I system we got going. Like,
hey, that was a play on a play. I like yes. that. I see what you did there.
Yeah,
You got nothing?
I got nothing. Y'all, I'm out of there.
You just fucked up the whole system.
You ain't ever heard this song?
I have.
I ain't never heard that before.
But I didn't know who it was by, though.
All right. I ain't grew up in one of them houses.
All right.
I missed y'all childhood.
All right, so we got to shout out our sponsors real quick. Shout out to Darwin at Cologne's Family Hair Care. Did I say that right? Damien just texted
Darwin.
Me that.
It was
yeah.
Darwin.
Yeah. Shout out to, hold on. I'm going to look it up. Hold on. I'm sorry, y'all.
Oh, gosh. I
know.
Need y'all to get it together.
I'm all jacked up. But yeah, shout out to Darwin at Cologne's Family Hair Care Center. Check him out on Middle Belt in Inkster, Michigan. Dope haircuts. Damien coming here crispy all the time. Also, shout out to Ally Mechanics. If you are in the Chicago, Wisconsin, or Detroit area, hit them up. Check them out on our Facebook page. They will get your car together for the low, low. Ally Mechanics. All right. I think that's about everything. We done ran through the whole show. How much time we got left, T?
1 minute and 15 seconds.
All right. Well, as always, we thank you, family, for listening in. You can check us out on Facebook at Woke-ish, on Instagram at Woke_ish_19. We have got a lot more conversation as far as, you know, parenting goes, so we're going to pick this up next week. We thank you for listening. We thank you for rocking with us. We do this for one reason and one reason only. Who we do it for, squad?
For the culture.
For the culture. Thank y'all for listening. We'll check you out next week.